know what to do because I'm afraid I'll start crying or something.
Well, just try not to, honey. She thinks a lot of you and she would love to see you, I'm sure. It's going to be hard to do, I know.
Well, I just don't know what to do. I get choked up over things like this.
Yeah.
I get choked up over things like this. I can't, anybody that dies that I barely even know, and I mean, especially somebody who I'm going to be looking at and I know they're going to be dead in a few months, it's just, I don't know what to do. It's just horrible.
Well, just go and try to be as cheerful as possible because that seems to be the attitude that Jane's taking.
I know, Mother, but maybe I'm just...
And if you feel yourself choking up, why just, you know, kind of excuse yourself. And just squeeze her hand and tell her how much you enjoyed working with her up there that summer. And, you know, just like that is all I know to tell you to do. It's hard, but they say the worst thing is when people withdraw from terminally ill people like that, you know, and don't talk to them and don't, you know, just ignore them. That's really hard.
Yeah.
So, do you want to go to Lano with us tomorrow afternoon?
No, Mother, I can't. I've got, I'm meeting a girl at 2, and we've got to, study.
Yeah, okay.
So, there's no way I can go.
Well, Jimmy called, you know, Larry's uncle.
Uh-huh.
And he has a range for us to look at, so we're going to go just look at it.
How much?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to discuss it on the telephone.
Oh.
But, we're going to go over there and look at it. Trying to get the lay of the land. Lisa said she didn't want to invest in anything. It wasn't on the water, you know, either a lake or something recreational.
I don't know. You just go and, because Jeff and I are planning on buying some land and we're going to live on about 10 acres.
At Lano?
No, not at Lano. Wherever we end up, we're going to, because I'm going to have all kinds of animals.
I see.
I think it's important for children to grow up around animals.
I see.
And they can get married to each other, you know, like Chili and Spike did.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, how long are you going to be down there?
Well, we will be gone. If Daddy didn't get away from the office till 11:30 or so, and it'll take us an hour and a half to get
over. No, I'm talking about how long are you going. Are you going down to visit Jane?
I don't know. I don't know whether I was invited or not.
Well, Mother, if I'm invited, you are certainly invited.
Well, maybe I would. Maybe I would just go by the office and pick Daddy up, and that way we could just leave from there or something like that.
Well, you're not going to be dressed up then?
Well, I don't know. I find it depends on what the weather's like tomorrow.
Well, I tell you what, you think about it and you call me back and tell me if you're going to go visit Jane, because if you're not, I want to go to jazzercise in the morning, because I'll be wasting the time. But I feel like I should go to Jane because I feel like that's what God wants me to do.
Well, you mean you're not going to go if I don't go?
I don't know. No, I don't think I will because I don't know how to... I feel real awful about this, but I don't know how to handle it. I don't know how to handle it.
Well.
I'd hate to get in there and just bawl in front of everybody. Things like that. I guess maybe it just shows that I'm insecure within myself because it offends me a whole lot.
It offends you?
Death offends me. It really bothers me.
Yeah.
I guess it's afraid of... I'm afraid of you kicking off someday or something. I don't know.
Oh, well. Well, did you know Larry said?
Yeah, I know. I just talked to him.
What did he say?
He just said that he threw up this morning when he got to work. And I think there's several people out at school. I think it's maybe, he may have a touch of the flu.
What if you wanted to be a businessman in one way, Jimmy? And then you wouldn't fit into the category, i.e. the businessman.
Yeah, but look how businessmen drive. They drive Cougars and Mercedes. They don't drive a 1981 Chevrolet gray Malibus and Pontiacs that don't work and need radiators and 1950 Datsuns. Do break discs. Well, hey, man, it's just for getting...
That's right there. Hey, majority of the people in this world are driving BMWs. Everything else. So they say I'm working directly with the people.
Right.
With the people driving the car like the people. So I would want my fellow constituents to feel out of place when I drive up in what each officer and what per se beings and what they're gonna say, this uppity mobile person wants to come tell me what can he tell me? Look at him. He already up in the house and so shit. Why should I listen to him? He can't help me. But if I drive up in my 16, 19, you like this, so help me. Everybody else in the neighborhood call. This dude probably call, well, hey, this is an individual probably, he want to share something of common interest with me.
Have you had dinner yet?
No, I haven't.
I'm so hungry.
Are you starving?
Yes.
Are you icing?
No, I already ate it.
You already ate it?
Yes.
Did you eat that?
But I'm going to go ram now.
You're going to go ram?
I'm going to go ram. And then I'm gonna go into a movie.
You're
going to
go into a movie?
Going to go into a movie.
Are you going to go into a movie?
Yeah. You want to come? No.
I want to kite.
Want to come?
You want to kite?
So what time does our plane come in?
11:30.
11:30. So what time are you going to pick me at?
11:30.
Okay.
For
the ride? Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Love you too. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Alright. Yeah. Yeah. Alright. I love you too.
Nothing. What's going on?
Just sitting around jamming some tunes.
Are you?
Hmm.
How fun.
What are you guys doing?
Well, we've been looking for apartments all day, and now we're kicking.
You're punting.
Kicking.
Cooking. Cooking.
Yes. Pumping. We're pumping. What could that mean?
I don't know.
Huh?
You got me.
You're the one that said the word. Right?
Well, I thought that's what you said, though.
I really?
Hmm?
What does that word mean?
Pumping?
Pumping.
Puppy or pumping?
Pumping. Isn't that what you said?
Pumping?
Yeah.
Sexually?
Is that what you meant?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Is that what you meant?
No, not at all. So how was your day?
Oh, it was nifty.
I was happy to see you too.
And then you just all of a sudden turn into Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde or whatever and just change your whole attitude.
What do you think? Okay, I got pissed when you poured the beer in my lap. That made me mad.
And I didn't mean to do that either. I didn't even mean to do that. That was an accident.
It wasn't completely accident.
And then going like this and move my arm like that. You're going like that. And I was just trying to be sweet and I moved your arm away and you spilt your beer and then you took your beer and went just like that. And it just stupid stuff like that. I don't know.
Pretty stupid people. I'm after everything. One side of me tells me to never have anything to do with you again. And I felt that way. And the other side of me tells me you love her more than anybody else in the world. And you know damn well that y'all can be happy together if you work at it. And it'll come easy in time. And which side do I talk to? Listen to?
Well, see, I thought that too, but and then again, I thought about, good Lord, if we can't even get along without one day without having an argument, there's no way we're going to be able to get along for the rest of our lives.
I had gone out a couple times with this girl in APO like a couple weeks ago, and like taking her to parties and stuff, and today I told her I didn't want to go out there anymore.
Oh, well.
Well, actually, I'm glad you got the message because we had nothing in common, and we would, like, talk on the phone, and we'd go... So...
So you gave it a big punt, huh?
The old 1-2 kick.
Drop kick.
No. No, I mean, she's a nice girl and everything, but then she sent me... for a while, then I didn't call her for, like, all last week, And then, so she sends me this Valentine I got on Saturday. It was like, is something wrong? And then, you know, if you want to not go out anymore, let me know. It's like, oh, good, this is my ticket to freedom. I don't know.
Kevin. Did you get a Valentine in the... Because my mom and Sharon went to the symphony because my dad was sick. And I got in, I guess, about 10:30. And I went to bed, because, I mean, you know, I had to get up and everything. And my parents came home, I guess, about 11. My mom and my sister came home at 11, and she changed, and she did all this stuff. And you know how your parents walk around the house, you know, at night?
Yeah.
Well, Mom was walking around the house, and she sees this truck parked out in front of our house. And it was Brett's truck. He parked out in front of my house that Friday night. But I don't know what he did.
Like... He wasn't there? He just...
I don't know if he was in his truck or not. See, I was asleep.
That's bizarre. Did you ever ask him?
No, I never had the nerve. Because you know how parents are, you know, with things.
Yeah.
Like your mom goes, oh, Helen, you know, a car drove by, and the car could be dark blue, and could be light blue, and she'll say, it's black, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I never had really the nerve. I mean, and I saw him the other day, and I was like in shock, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get my hand up to wave to him. And I just kept staring at him, and he kept staring at me. And it was like, because I was in my mother's car, and he'd never seen me in that car. And I was like staring at him. He was like staring at me through his rearview mirror, because I was behind him.
Uh-huh.
And it was so funny. And then I just, oh my God, I couldn't wave, and I shot myself afterwards. I was so mad.
Oh, jeez.
Hello?
Hey.
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 What's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Is this my buddy?
You ain't got no buddy.
What's happening?
Hey.
Hey.
You
ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
All right.
Cheeseburgers and some onion drinks, please.
Well, it's funny. I was going to call you myself.
Were you?
Yes. And here I am calling you. No, you're calling me, I guess. Yeah.
Now, I just wanted to see, Sully's supposed to be over there for 104. Did they make it yesterday?
You know, I don't know.
To be honest.
Ceiling, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That thing,
and that water leak and all
yeah.
that? Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to let you know that...
It's
know,
being taken care of.
That they are supposedly going to be... What, y'all going down to Laredo for...
Yes, indeed, as a matter of fact. Leaving this afternoon.
Oh, on a jet plane or...
No, we're driving.
Jetson.
Oh, jeez, of course. No, we can't afford that buzz plane that they sent down there. No, we're gonna take off. We got one of the girls here watching the place for us.
Oh yeah.
You know Dana, don't you?
Dana with the big wangers.
Yeah.
Oh,
up in 204, the big, you know,
204.
Big girl.
Big.
Talking big. Everything's big on her.
Oh Lord. Sweet.
your type for sure.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for Turkey Day?
Oh, we're going to go down to Mama Lowe's.
Well, you are?
Yeah.
Well, that's, I guess you have to do that every now and then,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah, we do that. That's all right. It's enjoyable.
Well, why not?
Yeah, why not, yeah. Go eat good and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's my job every year is to make pecan pies.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Bill.
Did you get a call from her yet?
I got through to her a little while ago.
Okay.
Basically, I think all she's looking for is cable length and detail, which I didn't realize she was going
to
want.
Well, no, to fill you in on the picture, I've done business with Jenny in the past when we were doing Three West Cosmos cable work and stuff.
Okay.
And the reason I tried to warn you, her take on this whole scenario is that, of course, she should have been involved from the very, very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And that myself as a vendor had no business doing any work at Pacific Bell or installing any cables or even a prototype project without prior approval of their group. You follow me?
Okay. Horseshit.
Well, that's their thing.
Yeah, okay.
Right? We're the contracts people. We're the one that issue the bucks. And, you know, what would happen, Bill, if I decided not to pay you now? And you tell me that you have a piece of equipment over there already? I said, well, obviously, Jenny would have to go elsewhere. Maybe Mr. Summers would have to cough it up out of his budget. She goes, well, that's not what we're talking about. She goes, there's certain ways that this stuff should be done, and nobody followed the rules on this one. I said, Jenny, I can appreciate that. We're trying to fix it now. You know, cut us some slack. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So she's bent more over priority, over the process than the actual reality of what's going on.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, sorry, stepped on her toes.
We all did. I mean, I should have known. As soon as they mentioned her name, I should have told you the way she was.
I've never done any of that kind of stuff before. You know, as I said, I had talked to Juanita, I talked to Kathy, I talked to Dwayne and Joe. They all knew what I was working on. They said, you know, clear the floor, make sure you got space so that we can do this stuff. Dave said, you know, while you're doing it, get the printers off the floor.
Sure.
I said, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
So.
We just didn't follow proper.
Yeah, I know, protocol.
So I got to now look at the other projects since she's lumping them together and get my lengths for the ANS.
Okay. Do you need me to get you anything else? I know I got you the one the other day, but is that sufficient, or is there something else I can help you with from here that'll get you, you know, numbers and sizes and stuff?
Maybe I'll just come over tomorrow and do it, get the measurements and get her off her back.
Okay. Yeah, if you've got time, otherwise I'll go pace them off and, you know,
yeah,
I can tell you how long.
But,
okay, you got a chance, stop in the morning. I should be here all morning, so,
okay.
You know, we can, anything you don't have links or information on that I can give you, you know, we'll go ahead and get her the info she needs and shut her up.
Yeah. She's just, I don't know, that's just the way she is.
Okay.
Well, she was fuming yesterday, she's a...
I got a hold of her about lunch today, and she was a little abrupt, but not bad. So.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Okay,
right.
I will see you in the morning.
Sounds good.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
I got your number yesterday off of the television.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering what type of help do y'all assist?
Well, we offer a variety of publications, and we can put you in touch with different agencies. Tell me exactly what you're looking for, and maybe I can help you a little bit more in terms of what we can do. Or do you have a specific question about something?
Well, this is the cancer line, right?
You want some information on smoking, smoking cessation?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you a smoker now?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you live? Do you live in Houston or do you live in Texas?
Uh-huh, Garland.
Okay, in Garland. Okay, and tell me a little bit more about yourself. Have you tried to stop smoking before?
Yes, I have, but I noticed that, like, when I eat, I want a cigarette, but if I'm eating chocolate or something, some type of candy, it takes the taste away, you know, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't need a smoke, or if I'm working, I'm steady working,
uh-huh.
I won't need a smoke like that.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 19.
You're 19?
Uh-huh.
And how long have you been smoking?
I just started about 2 years ago.
Okay, and how many packs of cigarettes a day do you smoke?
I don't. I just smoke about a half a pack.
Okay, well, you know, it's really great that you called, and... It's easy when you're smoking as little as you're smoking to stop, and it's a real good idea to go ahead and stop now since you're so young instead of waiting until you get older and probably smoking more. So I'll be glad to send you some information and some information about, you know, the benefits of stopping smoking and some tips on how to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain to you that the tars and the nicotine in cigarettes are addictive. It's just like taking a drug that you get addicted to. And so it takes you a while to get it out of your system and not be addicted to it. And, you know, that's why you have the craving for cigarettes. And a lot of times smokers do stop and then try to substitute with candy or other things, and that can tend to cause a weight gain. So, you know, you probably need to be aware of that when you're substituting something else.
But me, I'm only, what, like about 110 or 15 pounds. Maybe I need to gain it.
Maybe you do. Maybe it works just fine for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll be glad to send you some information, and I hope that it'll help. Let me get your name and address.
Okay.
Okay. What's your name?
Sharifa. Zero.
750?
Yes.
Okay, and let me see. I need to ask you a couple of questions just for our office files. You said that you were 19?
Yes.
Okay, and I need to ask you a couple questions about your education and ethnic background. Have you graduated from high school?
No, but I would like to go back if I have a chance.
Okay, and your ethnic background, are you white, black, Asian, Hispanic?
Mixed.
Okay, well...
Mostly black.
Okay, let's put that. Okay, great. I will send you some information, and I hope it helps. And good luck. I hope you make it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Well, it doesn't sound ignorant.
We do. We sound ignorant.
Well,
we have nothing to talk about that's
relevant.
Intellectual.
What are you going to be doing March 21st?
Well, I don't know, Mother. Let me check my calendar. I don't know what I'm going to be
doing. I need two more people to do voting for Phil Graham.
I am not voting for Phil Graham. I'm not working for the man. I don't like him.
Why not?
Because I just don't. Now, you find somebody else. I'm not voting. I am 23 years old, and I vote for who I want to now. You can't make me. You can't make me vote.
But there's a little orange marmalade in there. Okay. I just thought maybe you might like to. He's very intelligent, and he's been in Congress for a long time.
Mother, you like him because he's a Democrat and he turned Republican. You'd vote for...
Well, listen, if he wins the nomination for the... to run for senator on the Republican ticket, then will you vote for him?
I don't know.
Well, see, it's between he and Mossbacher.
Mm-hmm. I like Mossbacher.
Well, I know, but if Mossbacher doesn't get the nomination...
I know what you're saying. I don't know if I'll vote for him or not. I don't particularly like the man.
Well, what do you know about him?
Well, I've just seen him, and I don't know if I like him or not.
Well...
I may vote a straight Democratic ticket.
Well, whatever turns you on.
You're such a... You'd vote for...
What?
You'd vote for the devil if he was Republican.
No, I wouldn't. I did get a real nice letter from Mossbacher. He was the speaker at the Republican Ladies Club last week.
Don't you like Mossbacher?
Christy, I do like him. He's a nice young man, but he's a baby.
He is not a baby,
he
Mother.
He is a baby. He's just running this time to get his name out. He doesn't have any idea that he's
going
to win.
Well, I agree. I agree, but you got to start somewhere.
Well, that's fine. But
that's what they were saying about Mark White a few years ago. Now look where he is.
Hey, did you see his plane?
Who?
Mark White.
Oh, Mark White makes me sick.
Did you see his $3.5 million jet?
No.
Outfitted like a Cadillac?
Oh, yeah. He makes me ill.
Well, maybe we better not talk about politics while we're being recorded. Well, anyway, I need somebody.
Well, I need to go, 'cause...
Oh, hey, Chief, did you say that cat over 300 Alice was in the house?
Yeah. When we were there, it was.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, the neighbor lady says she's been putting food out for it, but she never has seen it. And when I told her you said it was in the house, she said, oh, dear, I don't think that cat's supposed to be in the house, because she's putting food out by the garage, and they popped the garage door open so the cat could get in and out.
Oh.
And somebody
must... that's why that cat wanted to get out so bad.
Maybe that's right. Okay, he is... he was in the house, huh?
He was in the house when I was there, yeah.
Okay, I'll better tell her that that cat isn't supposed to be in there. She said so. She said they told her the cat was supposed to be in the garage, and she's just putting food on the patio. She said the food's been gone every time she goes back over there, but there's other cats and dogs wandering around probably eating it. Or possums.
Okay, well, it sounds like she's probably not supposed to be in there then.
Yeah, it does. Well, Harvey said if we got any more questions, I talked to him just now, and he said maybe he ought to call the people in Chicago and be sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll talk to John Bevan's wife next door again and tell her what you said.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Good enough. See you later.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Don't worry about him. He's, you know, if he wants to be that way, well, he's gonna. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, let's face it, you're not the kind of girl that he wants you to be. And there's nothing you can do about that. Unless you just bend like a pretzel.
The pretzel's break.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what are you doing all week?
Well, isn't the week almost over?
What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. I don't know. Mimi was going to come in town, and I was going to read Shakespeare, and that's about it.
Yeah, I got to read some stuff of mine, too.
I know. Okay. Well, so you think I should just blow him off then?
Mm-hmm. If you don't like him. If you want to keep him, keep him. You know, but don't start treating me like you want to go out with me, you know. If he's your guy and you like him a whole bunch. You know, don't be teasing me and manipulating me.
Well, what if he's a friend of mine?
That's
and
fine.
I don't want to lose his friendship, and he...
That's fine, but, you know, you can't let him just, you know, run your life.
So what do? I just say, Ricky, no more. Give me back my key. You can't come over anymore unless I invite you.
Yeah, he has a key to your house.
He took one.
Well...
And yeah. I took it back, and we had a fight, and then he took it again, and I think I'm just...
Well, the guy's walking all over you. If you don't like him, you know, then dump him. But, you know, I mean, he's a nice guy. You don't want to be mean to him. But just, show him the way it is. You know, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I can't make decisions for you. I think you're a nice girl. I like you, and I'd like to start taking you out. And, but if he's around, then we're just going to be friends, you know. We'll just be buddies, and,
All right. Well, how about if he's just around as a friend or just sometimes, and I can go out with everybody and anybody?
That's fine.
Okay. Well, you want to go eat sushi tomorrow?
I don't know, man. You got all these guys surrounding you. I just don't know. I really don't. Let's go out and go to 6th Street or something.
Why? I want to go eat sushi.
You do, huh?
Don't worry, I'll pay for my own.
You are such a bitch. You are such a bitch.
Wait, I think it's gone a little too far. Why am I such a bitch? I'm not a little bitch.
You're manipulative.
What did I just do manipulate? If I want to spend time with you, I think I have the right to spend time with you, and I want to go eat sushi. And you don't want to go eat sushi for some strange reason, but you want to go to 6th Street. And I find that kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought, well, maybe he don't want to pay for me. So I said, don't worry, I'll pay for myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not it, you know. I don't know.
Because you say you don't want to take me out and spend money and investment on me. Well, you know,
girls are an investment, you know.
Why can't we be friends? Why do I have to be your investment? Why can't I just be one of the guys and we're going to eat sushi together?
Okay, let's go eat sushi tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, and I think Mimi might come to town and she loves sushi too. The three of us can go.
Okay.
Bye-bye. 390-KLBJ, the local lines are available. Now's your turn. You want to get in? You've been trying to get in. You haven't been able to? Now's your chance. Let's take a long-distance call. Hi, you're on KLBJ. Where are you calling from?
Belton.
Belton. Good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. You were mentioning a while ago about Johnny Carson talking about Coke machines. What does he say about them?
No, it was a... That's what they were calling the DeLorean automobile right after John DeLorean was arrested for cocaine trafficking.
I thought maybe he had the experience that I had before and recently. As you know, I can barely see my head in front of my face, and I get out rarely. Now, my daughter parked in front of a grocery store, and I got out to get me a Coke while she was in there.
Yeah.
And I put my two quarters in, got my canned Coke, and just as I started to open it, that damn thing started talking to me.
The Coke machine did?
Yeah. The Coke and blanket the back, and I turned around real quick to see if, you know, there's somebody around me. I didn't realize that it was it.
Yeah. Yeah, they got some talking Coke machines now. I didn't realize they had one in Texas anywhere, but there was a story came out about a year and a half ago about talking Coke machines.
Well, this is in front of H-E-B in Belton. This has just scared the fool out of me.
I bet it did.
So there I was. I thought I was out there by myself, and sure enough, I was. But that lady in that talking machine was sure telling me all about it.
Well, and I've had a few conversations with Coke machines in my time.
I have too, but not like that.
No.
When they take my money and not give me anything in return.
Yeah, all right. If the Coke machine says, thank you for buying a Coke, you kick it and say, but I wanted a Dr. Pepper.
But anyway, when my daughter got back in the car, I was telling her about it, and she laughed at me. She said, poor mama, you go so seldom, you don't even know the Coke machines talk to you anymore.
My car talks to me.
Oh, I've heard those too.
Yeah, my car talks to me. Real sweet voice.
Have you ever read this book, Doomsday 1999?
No, I haven't. I've heard about it, but I haven't gotten to read it yet.
I wish you'd read that. That's the most hair-raising thing when you read it, and stop and think
of it. Oh, Lordy, I can't afford to read a hair-raising book. You don't have any hair left to raise.
Maybe it'll grow you some. But it was went to press in 1980, and it told things that was going to happen in 83.
Yeah.
And by gum, it did. I want you to tell you about the earthquakes. Anyway, it's the coming up. It won't be the end of time in 1999, but we'll have our biennium. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Who wrote that? I'll check around and see if I can find it.
Anyway, I get that from my blind reading machine, you know.
All right.
And that was so interesting. I want you to know, I wake all night listening to it. I couldn't stop. It's on cassette.
Yeah.
And it is just super.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Take care of yourself. I got to move along.
All righty.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
It is 13 away from 2 o'clock. 390-KLBJ. Still, your line is available. What you waiting for?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
All right. I have a cold now.
Huh?
I got a cold while I was at A&M.
Oh, good.
Yeah, really. Do you enjoy your parents coming up here?
They've left already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had a good time?
Yeah, I did. I had a lot of fun. It was great.
Well, I got your card.
Yeah.
And I guess you probably read me right. There probably is something wrong.
Hang on a second. I'm going to switch phones.
Okay.
Okay.
I actually would rather talk to you in person, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make a meeting because I now have a headache and fever and everything. But I think maybe I would like to stop really going out, at least for right now.
Yeah.
I feel really bad because I think we don't have as much in common as I think we both thought.
Yeah.
But because I know sometimes we're both just a lapse for words, and I'm a speech major, and I.
Yeah.
And I wish I had more time to get to know you better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm so busy, and you're so busy, and I feel bad that I can't do anything, and so I'll feel bad when I can't call you and whatever.
I know.
Or go out and do anything with you, even like that.
Yeah.
But I still want to be a good friend.
Yeah. I think part of the problem that... the loss of the awards and all that is
Like last time out, I was so tired, you know, and I'm just so, I work so hard all week, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I just collapse on the weekends. So, I mean, you know, I think the busyness is a lot.
Yeah.
I just did. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to do anything much less besides schoolwork and something else on top of that.
Yeah.
And you're doing so much, and I'm doing so much. And I'm probably overdue too much. Like,
well.
Well, don't want to ruin your day or anything.
No, I mean, I just.
And I apologize for, you know, not talking to you earlier either.
I understand. I mean, I just need a little time.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Who knows, maybe later.
Right. Maybe. Maybe after the show's over and I have a little time.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Take care. I will still talk to you. I hope you'll still talk to me.
Sure, of course.
Okay.
We'll have to go out this time.
Okay, good deal.
Have fun.
All right.
Okay.
Good. See you
I'll
later.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.